Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Well, we're continuing on in a message I've entitled The Power of Choice, one of the greatest gifts God has given to us. Because regardless of how difficult or confining our literal outside circumstances can be, our choices that we make in our life, as long as we have breath in our body, will determine the experience that we know as a living, sentient human being. We have the ability to control certain areas of our experience. Now, there are many things in our outer lives we do not have any choice about or any ability control. For example, the basic aspects and characteristics of our personality, of our physical makeup and being, God created those. We had no choice. We didn't ask to be born. We were simply born of our parents, and we arrived on the face of the earth with the not only the physical characteristics, but also the mental capacity, the creative abilities of varying types that God has administered to His people. We didn't have control over those. Now, we do have the ability to develop the giftings and the abilities. We have the ability to decide to use them for God's glory, but the actual type of gift we may have been given, for example, someone may have a beautiful voice and can sing beautifully. Others can't carry a note, and yet they're excellent in terms of administration and organization. We all have various gifts. Some have the gifts of help. What a precious gift that is to the body of Christ. They're always hospital. They're always there to provide a helping hand, whatever the need is. How can we get along with such wonderful people? You see, God has given those kinds of gifts to us, and it is His choosing, and as we utilize them for His glory, He receives honor and praise. But what I want to talk to you about today is our inner man, and that is an arena over which we have absolute control. A person can be in the most difficult circumstances. A person could literally physically be confined in prison or in jail, in shackles. They don't have any freedom. They can't get out of their shackles. They can't get out of prison. And yet what goes on in their inner life is totally a matter of their choosing. And that's why the experiences we have in life, even as Christians, so many Christians go around with a burden of sorrow and care and fear and anxiety and worry and a host of negative things that God has not designed us to carry. All those negative things, the stresses of life, they can consume. They will debilitate. Medical science has even confirmed they cause sickness. They can even cause death if we don't put any stops or holds on them. And so, beloved, it's extremely important we hear the word of the Lord regarding what the word has to say about our will, our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings. Now, in today's society, the entire world seems to run on emotions. So-and-so, they get offended. All the social media that we have today. Think about it. When you really review about what's out there, it's a matter of like, dislike. I mean, like this on Facebook. I don't do social media, okay, at all. And I don't want to learn how. Anyway, I'll reserve my personal comments about that. For some people, they really enjoy it. However, it's still all about feelings and emotions. They like this, don't like this, their opinion on this. And beloved, as God's people, we have to understand that the soul nature of man, which comprises the will, the emotions, the feelings, that we cannot allow that part of our being. We are composed of body, soul, and spirit, according to Thessalonians. That soul part of us cannot be the determining factor of how we live our lives. Now, the devil will do everything he can to keep us focused there. The world will do all they can to encourage you to remain on that level. But God's Spirit is calling us through the counsel of the Word of God that we're to walk. We're living in the Spirit and to walk in the Spirit. In other words, we've been positionally birthed as a new creature in Christ, but we must make a deliberate, conscious choice to choose the good and not the bad, to choose the way of the Lord. Now, we know the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. It is important. The early chapters of Proverbs is totally devoted to seeking after wisdom. Hear what Solomon prayed when he entered into his reign as king over all of Israel, a promise that had been declared by the Lord God himself to David. And this is in 1 Kings, the third chapter. In verse 7, he says, "And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in." He was admitting in humility he didn't have the resources or the ability in himself to govern this people, which was great in number, as he says in verse 8. But in 9, this is his prayer. He says, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between the good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" Verse 10 says, "And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for this thing." And of course, because he had asked for that, God gave him riches and fame and gave him wisdom. In verse 12, "So that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee." That was an amazing gift that God gave Solomon. But he was asking for wisdom. And so, beloved, it is through wisdom and a knowledge of the Word of God that we will be able to choose those things that will contribute to our health and happiness and blessing. The climate, if you will, of our inner man, our soul, our spirit, is described by attitude. Now, what does attitude mean? Well, by definition, it's a mental state or position, our thoughts, or the feelings or emotions regarding a fact or state. And throughout the Word of God, we see great emphasis placed on this condition of our attitudes and our thoughts, our feelings, because that is our metron, if you will, our area of control, what we have the ability to choose upon. We have the power of choice regarding our inner states. Now, we can just not take a very active role. We can just be passive. And beloved, let me tell you what, being passive will probably describe what a lot of you feel like right now. It can happen to all of us. It happens to me. If I'm not watchful, it's very easy to just spiral downward into feeling weak and not anointed. I mean, those are subjective feelings because the anointing remains with us. The Lord never takes it away. But the feelings of oppression and sadness and sorrow and discouragement and despair and the things of and hopelessness that things are never going to change and self-reproach, self-accusation and condemnation, all these things are not from the Lord. Are we perfect? Of course, He knows we're not perfect. But if our hearts are perfect, seeking Him with His help, We can choose life and not death. We can choose His way instead of the way of the world, our own way, the way of self-indulgence, and all of those things. If we, the carnality is enmity against God, the carnal man. The carnal man, natural man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. It's our spirit man that has the ability to make a choice. This is, as I said, one of the greatest emphases throughout the Word of God. To whom much is given, much is required. What does Proverbs tell us in the 4th chapter, verse 23? Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It all begins with our heart, begins with our thoughts. That's why Paul exhorts us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's why he goes on to say in Philippians 4 and 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Praise God. Well, my time is quickly drawing to a conclusion, and with the Lord's help, we will conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. But I just want to take a moment and ask the Lord to help you right now. Father, right now, you see those who are struggling with oppression, with the discouraging thoughts the enemy would bring. And Father, you have given us power over all power of the enemy, and I rebuke demonic suggestions, accusations, and condemnations. And Lord, I thank you that by the word of God, your beloved is choosing the good, choosing what you have to say about them. Lord, they're not perfect. None of us are perfect, but we're striving after perfection to be like Jesus. So, Father, I pray for that supernatural empowering to cause them to choose life, to choose the way of the Lord, to refuse to accept the temptations and the invitations of the evil one. And, Lord, I declare victory and your strength and empowering to follow the way of the Lord. And I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by, and I'll bring this broadcast to a close. If you have prayer needs, if you need support in this area, there's power and agreement. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,